You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, here in the Subaville studios, I have our local Omaha area director and social media specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you today?
I'm having a great day so far, Brandon.
Good. Oh,
you were expecting something more there, weren't you?
You know what? Yeah, I was. I'm going to leave that in there. I was. I guess we usually do the introductions, but we're keeping it real today. So actually, that plays into what we're going to talk about, because the topic we're going to talk about, sometimes not everything goes according to plan.
Uh-huh.
And that will be part of what we're going to cover and ways to hopefully alleviate that. And then just general tips and knowledge. But what we're talking about today is using a technical partner. And I'm going to go pretty specific for your feature presentation. With weekly presentations, Ray and I kind of talked about this. In theory, you could use a visual during your weekly presentation, but remember, some chapters are very limited, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, even 1 minute. If you have any technical difficulties, it may steal that minute from you. So this is a little more focused on the feature presentation side. So first off, what is the benefit of having the visual? And I go back to the Education Coordinator Chapter Success Workshop that I do, and we talk about the different learning styles.
Okay.
You have your visual learning style, auditory, and kinesthetic. And I think it's important to have a visual when you're talking about your feature presentation, be it a PowerPoint, pictures, before and afters. Those are very strong in the service industries. I just recently saw a carpet cleaner do before and afters, and I think it's a huge impact to show what they do and how well they do it. So I think that's very important. You want to stay away from just videos and that kind of stuff. You still want to engage with your audience. But when you have the members that have that visual learning style, this is really going to help them understand better on what you're talking about. The example that I use a lot is with directors, we're always encouraged when we talk about BNI Connect in a public setting to have a visual of the BNI Connect. If we're talking about POMS reports, I could say you go to operations, meeting management, and summary POMS reports, enter POMS, or I could show you. And I do believe that showing is much more effective than just saying.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, as somebody that's that style of a learner to a certain extent, that if that's not up there, I can't even tell you to do that. I need that visual reminder of where I need to go and where I need to be. So it'll help you maybe as a speaker as well to have that visual reminder for things.
I've put a PowerPoint together just to give me a guide on what I'm talking about more or less. And it's not that I have to have all the information on there. I believe it's Presentation Zen is a book. And it really focuses on using more pictures in PowerPoint than words because that's more effective. So you need to know what your presentation is. Don't get me wrong. You don't want to type up the whole thing. But at least this way, like you said, you have a guide that's going to help you get through that. So, Ray, talk about general challenges when using a technical partner with your presentations.
Well, I always suggest having a technical partner because as you experienced with me this morning, as we're going and through recording this podcast, as I'm talking and you're expecting me to say something and I didn't, unexpected things do happen all the time.
They do.
That wasn't really the intent of my...
That's okay. It worked. It worked perfect.
My madness, but it did seem to work to illustrate our purpose pretty well. Inevitably, in any presentation, you do it often enough, something often will go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I had this happen recently when I was doing a member success program. I was getting ready, and the room wasn't ready, so we spent extra time getting the room ready that we don't normally have to do, which took down the amount of time it took me to get everything set up. And then by the time you're going and arriving and getting everything done and everything's not quite working the way you want and you start getting excited and you start getting the adrenaline going because you have to hurry up and get everything finished and then you start talking faster and everything like this. And by the time you start getting in the middle of your presentation, you realize you're going like this and you're like, oh, wait a minute. It's really impacted my presentation because I wasn't prepared. If you have somebody else there with you to kind of take some of that pressure off, if the TV isn't going on, if you can't seem to get the projector to line up, if somebody else is messing with that, that allows you to keep your head clear so you can keep in mind still what you're going to go up and present about. So no reason to get your adrenaline up extra because some people, well, you'll get a little nervous when you're presenting anyway. No need to add a little bit more to that. No need to add a little bit more for you to juggle while you're trying to get things started. Keep that head clear, keep that focus on, so your presentation is just that much more effective for you when you do get the chance to get that up and rolling.
So let's go through some things we can do to help, like I said, alleviate. You can't eliminate, because technology is
technology. You can do everything you can. The best thing to do is to be prepared, so when anything does go wrong, you're prepared. But yes, something will go wrong eventually. Hopefully not every time. Certainly, once in a while, you can expect it to happen, though.
This made me think of something a friend of mine who is, does computer games now, or video games. So he grew up tech when we were in high school. He always had the cool computers and all that. But he said, technology is the only things humans will allow to have air. If you think about that, it's so true. Like our phones, when we have issues with our phones, what do? We restart them. And if they don't work, then we call somebody for support until something works on there. But if your vacuum didn't turn on, what would you do?
I wouldn't vacuum.
Well, there's that option. But you'd probably, more or less versus fixing it, you'd just go get a new one. But I find that very interesting. Computers, I think, are the same way, too. We allow our computers to do a lot of mistakes, but we still use them.
Absolutely.
And I think if technology never evolved, we could make it really good. But guess what? Technology is always evolving, especially thanks to Google. Okay, so first little tip here is set up the week before. You should get there early, but don't assume that that's just going to get you off scot-free. If you can set up the week before, let's say you need a specific cable that's not provided by the area that you're meeting, and you weren't aware that that's how you needed to hook up to the TV. I know most is HDMI anymore, but you get the point. So if you hook up the week before, if there is something that you need, you're going to know that you need to bring that so that you're ready for the meeting.
Yeah, we've seen people do that too, where they need like display adapters and software installed and things like that, and they can't run their presentation because they haven't tested it out. And if you can't do it the week before, maybe check with the hall. There might be another time that you could get into the venue as well.
Absolutely.
One thing I would also suggest people do, if you are relying on a PowerPoint to guide you that we kind of talked about, or for your visuals and things like that, have a printed copy for yourself. If you want to have a few extra slides or pictures or something to hand out just in case the screen doesn't work, the PowerPoint isn't playing, your computer decided it was going to take a dump and not work for you at that point in time, that way you're not stranded out there with nothing to help you. If you have a printed copy of the PowerPoint for yourself and maybe a few extra printed copies of individual slides, something that you can use as a visual, then that way you're prepared, and maybe even allow for that a little bit as you're practicing your featured presentation to allow for, okay, well, if I do have to do this, let me practice once with the slides in my hand. Just another way to kind of be prepared in the event of technical difficulties.
Perfect. Speaking of the cloud, a lot of us use OneDrive, Dropbox, things like that. Even if the Wi-Fi never fails at your venue, it very well, the one time it's going to will be when you need to get your presentation off of your cloud or your driver or whatever you have. That's when it's going to happen. So don't rely on that. Have it downloaded onto your desktop so that you are good to go and you don't need to rely on Wi-Fi for it. Same goes with videos. I believe there is something you can download that you can take videos off of YouTube and stuff and download them so that you don't need Wi-Fi to play those.
Right. And if you practice that the week before as well, then you're also set as well if you test out those sort of things in advance. A simple power flicker can always make a difference on those types of things if you don't have them downloaded. You have an observation?
I never thought of this. Do airplane mode in your house or at your office and run your PowerPoint or run your presentation, and then you will find out if you need Wi-Fi. Because there are times that you'll do things and you don't realize that you need the internet to do it, because we just always have it now, it seems. So.
And as I'm looking across in Superville Studios, I see you have some wonderful portraits, backdrops, and some screensavers that go on here your computers
that is
as well.
My wife, isn't she beautiful?
You have a beautiful wife
Thank
and a beautiful
you.
Family, Brandon. There we go. I did say that for the record. But no, it's nice to have those on your laptop, on your whatever you're using to present with. If you're you're using your phone or whatever. But make sure that you have any sort of screensaver or power saver or sleep modes or things like that turned off on the off chance that you, during the meeting, maybe even while you're waiting for your time for your presentation, sometimes those screensavers will click in and we'll be all distracted by the glorious pictures of your European vacation or...
Yes.
I've seen more embarrassing things go up. I haven't seen the most embarrassing things I can think of go up yet. I'll leave you to decide what that might be. But we want to make sure that you have those turned off or at least on a substantial delay so that they don't interfere with that. Sometimes a computer will switch itself off into sleep mode and you've tested it and everything before the presentation. But because it's clicked into sleep mode, you turn it back on. Now it's not wanting to find that extra monitor display, that extra projector, and now you're facing more difficulties because of that. So save yourself a little bit of effort and make sure those are turned off, say, the day before.
Also, speaking of the day before, restart your computer the night before your presentation or the morning of, I guess, depending if you have an afternoon meeting. Updates. And this happened to me. It's now happened to me twice. Once doing a chapter success workshop and once when I was doing my feature presentation. But my computer decided to start doing those updates when I basically signed in. And with the feature presentation of my chapter, it happened halfway through the meeting. So I believe it was at about 30% when it was my time to present. And that's when I needed that one copy of my PowerPoint as a guide. Of course, I didn't think of it then. And then the other time I ended up needing to borrow somebody's computer and hooking up to a different projector then because my computer was not going to finish the updates by the time I needed to get started. So restarting it the night before, like I said, the morning of, that should run your updates so that you don't have to deal with it.
Yeah. At that time. I've heard people say different platforms, different systems. Oh, I never have to update my computer. It happens with everyone.
Yes.
So just make sure you've got everything checked off the night before. Manually check that as well. And as I mentioned kind of before, and we'll say it again, have a member, another member, be your technical assistant, a technical partner. Heck, if you want to invite a guest and have them be your technical partner, that's probably not the worst idea either, just to have somebody else in the room that can take that weight off of you. We have members and chapters who are more technically gifted and some that are more technically challenged, and we have room for everybody along that whole technology-wise spectrum in our chapters. But if there is someone, if you're not feeling very comfortable or with your abilities in that area, if there's someone in your chapter or guest you'd like to bring along, a visitor that could possibly help you out with that, alleviate that pressure for you, know which cable goes to which one, knows which driver you need to have in place and which buttons to flip to make sure everything looks the way you want it to.
Yeah.
Enlist that person to come along with you. They might learn something too.
Oh, they might apply for membership. Oh,
how terrible would that be, right?
That would be a great situation for all of us. Okay, I think that's a great list. We wrote this list out ahead of time. This is something that we do talk a little bit about in Member Success Program. So if you haven't been to the live training and Member Success Program for a while, always recommend to hit those up. Ray, I always throw it out there, though. Any final thoughts on this?
Kind of going along the same lines, as I said, having a partner, even if you can't arrange for a partner, if you have somebody that you can bounce a few things off of, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Have you run into difficulties? Brendan and I have presented our stuff in a number of different situations. Even if you just want a couple of tips, tricks, hints, ideas, suggestions, don't be afraid to ask us.
Of course. Of course. And as a reminder, these podcasts are for our listeners. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcasts@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for your insight today.
Thanks for letting me talk about my favorite thing, technology.
I figured it would be a great topic for us to go through together. And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast. So as a disclaimer, once we ended the podcast, my iPad went off twice. If you heard that in the background, just another tip here, make sure that you silence your phones and your tablets and everything at your meeting, because you don't want it to be a distraction when other people are presenting. So if you did hear those, good ear, and do realize that I have now silenced it, and I will remember to do that on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.